And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. It seems to me that the global conspiracy of the elite has intruded into every area of our lives. It doesn't matter whether it's education, politics, certainly economics. It's just even our very private lives, certainly our religious existences. But one of the areas that it seems that Satan and the New World Order elite are very interested in is our bodies, our health. And, you know, there's a keen correlation between our bodies and our minds. I'm not saying that that has anything to do with salvation. I know that it doesn't. But nevertheless, even the Bible talks quite a bit about health and what we should eat and consume and so forth and how our attitude toward health. It seems like, though, the New World Order is plotting against us. Let me just be blunt. You know, we have everything from the nuclear disaster in Japan that may right this moment be affecting your lives. I've got a guest. I'm going to ask him some questions on that. The vaccine season, you know, the flu season and such is fast approaching. What about that? A lot of people are very worried. They're worried asking questions about whether they should give their children the flu shots or whatever virus is approaching us. There's even questions now whether we might get hit with the bird flu. And that question has been going around for several years. There's a new movie out that may scare people quite a bit on that topic. And I believe my guest has some information on that. So all kind of questions. Should Americans have the liberty to purchase vitamins and supplements without being threatened by the Food and Drug Administration? So we've just got every area. Of course, Obama's medical care program, the socialist care that he's got, and the cuts to Medicare that have been proposed so we can continue bombing and killing people in six different countries in the Middle East. We're going to cut medical care entitlements. All kinds of questions to do with globalism, money, and the conspiracy. Well, I thought that we would have a good man on here that can answer some of these questions. He has his own radio show that's quite popular called the Nutra Medical Report. He is a physician and with many years, over 25 years of experience, especially in areas such as environmental medicine, internal medicine, even anti-aging. He knows a lot about that subject. You may be interested in that. A lot of research is being done in that area. But Dr. Bill Deagle and the Nutra Medical Report also looks at the world at large. It's very important, I think, to have a macro, that's M-A-C-R-O, not a micro image. In other words, the big picture of what's going on. Because I think a lot of doctors are just shocked and surprised when they find that their, you know, field of medicine has been intruded on and even trampled on by government bureaucrats. Well, Dr. Bill Deagle knows a lot about that. That spelling, by the way, is D-E-A-G-L-E. And I hope Dr. Deagle doesn't mind if we just call him Dr. Bill, sort of consider him a friend, because I think that's what he would like his patients to do, consider him a friend that cares about their needs. Dr. Bill Deagle, welcome to Power of Prophecy.
Yeah, thanks, Tex. I really appreciate coming on. The two websites that they can reference to is NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, and Clay and Iron, just like C-L-A-Y-A-N-D-I-R-O-N.com, just like the Book of Daniel. That's the site that deals with Christian issues, issues deal with geopolitics, jurisdictionary pro se litigant action, above government technology, and classified information, as well as ongoing research on a number of topics, including research and legal actions on Oklahoma City, toxicology in the World Trade Center, things such as the bird flu and the H1N1 swine flu. Lots of documents there that you'll never find anywhere else. So The show is on from 12 to 3 Pacific time. That's 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Encore Sunday evening. I also do a number of cameos in other programs, such as Jeff Rentz's program, at least monthly, and also do shows with Vinnie Eastwood in Auckland, New Zealand, to kind of update people not only on medical but many other issues. The show covers a whole range of topics, not just medical. We cover financial, geopolitical, spiritual. We talk about the real, if you want to call it, the players behind the New World Order, such as the, I call them the Zio-Nazis, the global elite, the Druidic Council. We talk about things that are classified, so people don't like classified information being released. Turn off the dial, because you're going to hear things that you probably don't want to hear. They don't affect national security, but they do affect people that don't want this truth to come out. I'm going to start off with, of course, the first issue is, of course, Fukushima, which happened a little over 4 months ago on the 11th of March, which, of course, is another 11-day, after a 9.3 super earthquake that caused a tsunami. The Fukushima disaster has already released 70 to 100 times more radiation than Chernobyl. Interesting, the name Chernobyl in Russian means wormwood, which, of course, is one of the end-time things that destroy the planet. So we know that biblically the Bible is actually starting to unveil, like the book of Daniel, that there are specific things going to happen at the time of the end of the, not the end of the world, but the end of the age. And we're there. The signs are very, very clear. If you look at it with a sober scientific eye, as well as a biblical analytic mind, and then we just stay, balanced in prayer, you'll realize that we don't know the day or the hour, but it's getting pretty close in terms of a number of things. Japan's nuclear crisis has released just a week and a half ago, just opening the doors to reactor building 2,770,000 terabecquerels of radiation. I have a radiation detector called Inspector Plus here in North County, San Diego, and I see it waving back and forth from background from about 22 to 25 counts per minute up to as high as a week and a half ago, 76 counts per minute, within 48 hours after they opened those reactor doors. There's a typhoon that's hitting Japan as we speak today that they were trying to batten down the hatches because building number 4 is listing 15 degrees. And the reactor cooling pool, if it collapses, will cause a major explosion. Reactor number 3, they can't inject nitrogen anymore. It's a MOX reactor, a mixed oxygen fuel with plutonium-239. It's 20,000 times more dangerous than uranium in terms of human toxicity, and it's 20 million times more toxic than cobra venom, the next most toxic thing known to man in terms of molecules. The lack of action in either not cleaning it up, but at least containing it so it doesn't get into the air or the water or the Pacific Ocean, is monumentally evil. Even if you, there's a number of people who try to bring out theories that somehow the earthquake and tsunami were triggered. I don't believe the evidence is strong enough to say that that one was, because since 3/11, there have been hundreds and hundreds, literally, of level 5 plus earthquakes every month. And the fact is that there have been a number, there was another level 7 earthquake just last week, 7.3 off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. TEPCO is criminal in their engineering of this. It's almost like building, a gasoline tank for a gas station on top of a fire pit or a volcano. It's like you wouldn't build a gas station on top of a volcano, but it's like they did it. They didn't have backup power systems. They didn't have proper systems for releasing the hydrogen that would build up in the wet well around the reactor core. I have a background in environmental toxicology and nuclear physics as well. And I took care of the employees working at the Savannah River nuclear plant, as well as the central nuclear reactor in Illinois, and the people working on toxic environmental analysis of Rocky Flats. So the TEPCO issue in Fukushima is the biggest environmental disaster in history, and of course it topped the Macondo drill site disaster last year in the Gulf of Mexico, but by no means is that over. More than 50% of the oil is already still down there, at least. And that oil will disrupt the loop current so that the Gulf temperatures are 7 to 8 degrees hotter than normal, which is causing some of the extreme weather we're seeing with the tornadoes ripping through Joplin, Missouri, and a number of other places, and also tied in with the earth changes which are occurring, dramatically increasing the risk of major flooding and or a superquake on the New Madrid Fault System where 25 reactors are sitting.
Now back to this Japan nuclear disaster and the melting of the rods and so forth. I guess the question really on everybody's mind, Dr. Bill, regardless of all of the errors of malfunctioning and really just lack of attention to safety, environmental safety there, here's what everybody wants to know from you. Are we America from sea to shining sea? Are we at risk from this nuclear disaster? I mean, can it reach as far as the West Coast? And what can we do to prevent damage to our bodies if that is so?
Well, I've developed a years ago, I developed a radiation protocol, and I've advanced it further. And I was ready for this because I anticipated this would happen because I worked with Special Forces and Delta agents back in Colorado in the 90s. And I was advised that they were expecting to have nuclear incidents and or terrorism or nuclear war that would result in radiation that would spread around the planet and come to North America. I didn't specifically know that it was going to be in Japan, although if you actually look back at the engineering that they did, for example, in 1989, the Mark I reactors developed by General Electric had to be re-engineered to release pressure of hydrogen building up on the wet well, and they don't have proper valve control systems so that the reactor core itself would end up losing water and couldn't replace it to prevent the core rods, which is the zirconite rods, from actually melting down and reaching, you know, 3,000 degrees temperature and eventually forming a corium at the bottom. So, yeah, the radiation rate now, we're estimating from experts like Arne Gunderson and my contacts like Dr. Asaf Jurakovich, who's a triple-boarded specialist who traveled to Japan, that every American right now, depending on whether there's a wave of radiation, because it comes in waves, are breathing up to 5 to 10 radioactive hot, we call radiation fleas, or radioactive particles every day now. It's also the shorter half-life materials like radioiodine-131 is pretty well gone in four half-lives if it stops, but it's a continued ongoing reaction, so there's a continuous feed of radioiodine, xenon-133, and the longer-acting isotopes that have a half-life of 30 years, they actually persist for several hundred years if it's stopped. The problem is the nuclear reactions aren't stopping, so we're constantly being fed radioiodine-131, strontium-90, and cesium-137, and then the heavier elements such as plutonium and uranium. When the MOX-3 reactor cooling pool blew up in reactor number 3, it flew pieces the size of your finger up to 60 kilometers away from the site.
Well, now, Japan, imagine the Japanese people.
Very radioactive. The problem is Japanese are lying. Everything they say is complete lies. The people totally distrust them. And now, of course, this is getting under the reactors because it's melted through the steel, 8 inches of steel, right through the concrete now. It's probably is or just about to be hitting the groundwater table, which means it goes freely into the ocean, freely into the groundwater table, so it creates superheated steam with a combination of the corium or radioactive material and zirconium that generates through a hydrolysis reaction tons of hydrogen. And that hydrogen and superheated steam can track for tens of kilometers away from the site, so it can pop up in someone's schoolyard, it can pop up in another town, it can be in their water treatment facility. Basically, and they're also, the Japanese are being so sneaky about this to their own people, they've shipped beef that's been fed radioactive hay that they found in the meat in per kilogram up to 15,800 becquerels of radiation per kilogram. They've also had yellowfin tuna that instead of the tuna boats offloading their tuna where they're fishing in the same radioactive prefecture waters for the tuna because it's the season now, they're offloading it in other islands of Japan so that it's freely being shipped all over Japan and to the west, to Europe and the United States. So people eat fish that comes from Japan, you can assume that it's radioactive.
Well, do you see eventually a city? I mean, Tokyo is one of the largest cities in the world.
Second largest city in the world.
Is that right? Was that 20 million people or so?
I think it's closer to like 28 million or something.
28 million. I
think the biggest one right now is Sao Paulo, Brazil. Then it's Tokyo, and then right afterward is Mexico City. But, of course, Mexico City doesn't include the trash heap of communities around it. So in actual terms of population in greater Mexico, Mexico City is the biggest. But it's Mexico City itself is considered number 3, but Tokyo as a formal city is number 2.
Well, do you foresee a time when the Tokyo will have to be closed down, the entire city?
Well, what happens is that they're getting radioactive right now, and they've estimated that 45% of the children within the prefecture of Fukushima some of the surrounding areas, because the plume is going to be wind directional, and where the primary winds carry it, there could be people that are 60 kilometers away that have got a fairly good dosage of radiation. Children now are being issued dosimetry cards We've estimated that many of these children have got high levels of strontium-90 in their bones and cesium, and they picked up to 160 miles or 220 kilometers away that cesium-137 has been detected in milk and cows that far away on the other side of Japan. So most of northern Japan is becoming highly radioactive. Their latest report from TEPCO is that they'll probably take them 10 years if they can invent the technology to control corium. And all they're doing, they're not capturing either the radioactive superheated steam with radioisotopes or the corium that's generating millions of tons of radioactive water that's going freely into the Pacific Ocean. They have a barge offshore, but they've already poured in over 1.5 million tons of water. Most of it has actually escaped into the Pacific Ocean or in steam. So the amount of radiation we estimate is around 100 times Chernobyl already. And if it continues for 10 years, it'll be 3,000 times the amount of radiation from Chernobyl, which is equivalent basically to a nuclear war. If it was a planetary nuclear war, this is the amount of radiation you'd release.
You know, you would think the Japanese, being the only nation in the world that suffered the horrible damage and monstrosity of nuclear war in 1945, would be the most careful nation in the world. And yet it seems like they really put down their safety, environmental safeguard here, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's a small clique of government people that are in bed with the nuclear industry. And the nuclear industry, what they did is they would make cuts and make cuts to their cuts. They did the same thing in America, but they were much more under surveillance. But there's still major problems here. We've estimated that there's basic structural designs to all 604 reactors on the planet, which means that, for example, when the hydrogen exploded in reactor core cooling pool number 3, which is a MOXTER mixed oxygen fuel reactor with plutonium-239, that the hydrogen actually compressed the nuclear waste that was melting down into a corium in the cooling pool and actually created a nuclear explosion that resulted in a detonation, which is an explosion exceeding the speed of sound, so it was roughly 1,000 miles per hour. And that's why it ejected particles of the plutonium fuel rods and pellets up to 60 kilometers away. So it basically means all nuclear reactors on the planet have the potential under one or another circumstances to have a nuclear explosion.
If you were a tourist and, you know, your travel agent was trying to get you go to beautiful Tokyo, or you're a businessman that wanted to make a trip to Tokyo, well, what would you advise those folks?
Well, the terrorists, firstly, if you hit a nuclear reactor, it's pretty... All you're going to do is you're going to blow up the reactor core. You'd have to have a kind of a meltdown. All you really need to do in order to do it is to actually hack into the power grid around the reactor, because all the reactors in North America have only between 4 and 8 hours of backup power. So you don't even need to go near the plant. You could be sitting in Tianjin, China, and just hack into the power grid and cut it off to a series of reactors, and within a matter of days, those reactors will explode.
But right now, we already have this problem in Japan. And
right, we have it here in America, too, around the Cooper plant. They have to get to the plant by actually going by boat across the parking lot, and they have to walk inside the plant in catwalks because it's flooded inside.
Now, evidently, in California, and I know this sounds sort of incredible, but there's a nuclear plant built on a earthquake fault in a place called El Diablo, meaning the Devil Canyon.
Yeah, Diablo Canyon is the one up in the Simi Valley, and that's actually built on an Indian burial ground as well. And that one actually is a convergence of 3 fault lines. They also discovered just off of San Onofre, which is less than 20 miles away from where I live. And I live on the south side of Pendleton Marine Corps Base, and just on the north side of Marine Corps Base, Pendleton, which is the largest marine base in the world, there is the twin reactors of San Onofre. And they discovered 4 years ago that there's a 4 to 5 miles off the coast, a fault line subduction zone, like the one in Japan, but that one was 150 miles away from the coast. This one is already 5 miles. So they are raising a bond issue to have the taxpayer pay $21.5 million to see if it's safe to relicense the reactor here at Diablo at San Onofre. Same way as Diablo Canyon, there have been activists trying to shut it down for 20 years. There also was a Rocketdyne reactor that never was properly cleaned up in Simi Valley, and I actually am taking care of people now and doing radiotoxicology on them, and I've already got results back that indicate that they still have radioactive isotopes in their body. So people don't understand how serious this is. The net effects of that amount of radiation is firstly the unborn is 100 million times more sensitive to the radiation. So it's going to cause a tremendous increase in miscarriages, trisomy 13, 18, and 21. The only one survivable is 21 or Down syndrome. The number of premature babies, it will increase the incidence of all diseases, including cardiac arrhythmias, which have increased dramatically. In fact, if I was to label one symptom that has increased more rapidly in North Americans than any other, it's cardiac arrhythmias like atrial fibrillation, ventricular tachycardia, etc. That's increased more than any other single symptom. Caesium-137 in gerbils and in small animals under radiotoxicological studies increased breast cancer. And it's going to increase everything from dementia and heart disease to every illness you can imagine that accelerates aging.
Well, Dr. Bill, you're making us feel sort of bad here, but I suppose know things than not know them, right?
Yeah, even if you it didn't cause it, because there's some people think they used HARP or some HARP-like technology to cause it. We can get into that a little further. What's going on is earth changes that occur on a cyclical basis. But the fact is that they didn't do anything to contain it. For example, I recommended right away that they should have had a Kevlar or spider silk type tent that they put around each facility to capture the superheated steam and radioisotopes and filter it. They should have had a proper filtration system in place before they even did it. They had all of their diesel generators down low in the building to prevent them from breaking if they're high on stilts. But what happened is they all got flooded, and so none of them worked. So they had no backup power system. They had no power cables, let's say, running 6 to 8 miles inland, where if they were only 5 to 7 miles inland and had dedicated power systems, the reactor would have been fine because it survived the earthquake, but it didn't survive the tsunami, except for reactor number one, which apparently it was an older design, and that older design, actually the earthquake caused it to go critical, so it exploded. So they also tried to lie and say that they didn't have a full meltdown. They had a 100% meltdown and melt through now. So it's melting through the bottom of the concrete, 10-foot concrete. And when it hits the groundwater table, we'll be seeing hydrogen explosions that could also trigger a nuclear explosion. So we could have one or more Chernobyl-style explosions underneath the reactors. And they're doing the worst possible thing. They're actually trying to coat it and put concrete, if you want to call it slabs around, to make it look pretty. But it's actually likely to contain hydrogen, which will increase the risk of a hydrogen-based explosion.
Let's move to another area from nuclear disaster at Fukushima. And that would be
I have a radiation protocol on my website. It's real simple. Diatomic iodine called Neutrodyne, Neutrotrella, which is long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, a Neutro defense I designed years ago against biological weapons and radiation. So if they go to NutriMedical.com, they'll see it there. Everyone should be on this because we're all being irradiated right now. And this is the start of a great culling of the population of Earth, which we can get into a little further.
Okay, let's go to another area of vaccines. A lot of people are interested in that, especially those with children, but even the elderly. You know, if you're over 50 or 55 years old, you're invited.
Invited. I like that.
To come in and take
about browbeaten, harassed, and if you're a physician, you're kind of threatened. If you don't do it, you're not in the club.
And I have to tell you, I'm not a great fan of vaccines. You know, when I was an Air Force officer, I always avoided them all that I could. I remember getting a flu shot one year. They finally talked me into it, browbeat me or whatever you want to call it. And I did, and I immediately got the flu. But I understand now that, you know, a very, very tiny percent of people who get a flu shot actually get the flu. I was amongst those tiny percent. And after that, I have indeed avoided the flu shots.
And the flu shots, as they were given, were all contained mercury. Now they've substituted for other adjuvants. So all these adjuvants are immune suppressants. Even the vaccine now, even by what's called low responders, this is a way of testing the vaccine out, they found that the California 7 virus, which makes the H1N1 flu vaccine that they're now using in Australia, now six times the number of normal cases of influenza, and most are containing the genetic anomalies of the D225G and D225N changes, and some other genetic changes have occurred as well. So basically, they've even proven to themselves that the vaccine doesn't produce an immune response. But no vaccine has ever been developed, ever, on animals or humans or any other species that would, number one, prevent a primary infection, right, or cure an illness that's already present. So if you had a vaccine against hepatitis, it should cure hepatitis by eliminating the virus. There are natural nutraceuticals we have which will do that, which will eliminate viruses and protect you. We have a special form of silver called Silver 100. That's the only one in the world. It's not a nanoparticle or a colloidal. It's an atomic ionic technology that's 100% lethal.
Yeah, silver seems to really be effective against a lot of
Like any other silver, though. This is thousands of times stronger than any other silver on the planet. We have also the Edgar Cayce diatomic iodine called Neutrodyne, which not only is normal, is absolutely essential for making new mitochondria, but will kill all pathogens. Mm-hmm. We have also what's called the medical-grade Alimed, which is given as a prescription in the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, across Europe. And all three of those antipathogenics will penetrate through the biofilm of bacteria. They kill viruses, mycobacteria, psittacosis, etc. And if you're taking them regularly, you just won't pick up these bugs. There is a pandemic coming, and in fact, there's a pandemic movie that's being released with Gwyneth Paltrow and Matt Damon and Jude Law on September 9th called Contagion, and it's about the avian flu. Now, you know, I'm a believer, so I was praying back in 1997, and I was told supernaturally that I was supposed to go in to Zurich, Switzerland, to speak to Human Life International. So I contacted them, and they said, we'll be more than willing to have you come here and speak to our private board for the HLI in Zurich. So when I traveled there, I was going to try to talk specifically about papers that I presented in 1992, to the Canadian Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology on fetal tissue transplantation, the Super Soldier Program, and some other issues about abortion and vaccines, because most of the new vaccines, by the way, are made in aborted tissue. So if people want to make a religious objection, most of the new cellular vaccines are based on aborted babies.
Mm.
So after I did my presentation, because in 1977, after I finished a year of internal medicine, I was going to do a residency, get accepted at UCLA at the VA hospital under Dr. Wallace Tortelot to be his PhD candidate neurology resident, working on the World MS Tissue Repository for brain tissue, doing scanning EM and immunology studies. But the other four projects were all involved with the Super Soldier program. And he had a custom-made CT scan implanter to implant palladium and platinum microwires into different nuclei in the brain, including the auditory and visual cortex, the RAGE control, subthalamic nuclei, etc. And I was to work using my background because I had some talents at doing stochastic neural net modeling on computer systems that I designed and doing neuroanatomy to actually work on this. And then when I found out what they were actually doing, I turned it down and didn't accept the residency. But in 1997, when I got this call to go to Zurich, and I spoke to the board for 2 hours, there was around 20 doctors and PhDs around the board table there in Zurich. They sat me down and they gave me about a foot of documents and said, well, we're going to give you some information now, Dr. Deagle. And they plunked documents that were secretly smuggled out of the Basel, Switzerland headquarters of the World Health Organization that they were actually constructing a resurrected version of the swine flu of 1918 and going to eventually marry it with a new super virus avian flu, H5N1, and going to create a world pandemic to kill billions of people. And the primary funders of that project was the Rothschilds in Europe, the United States government. There were four nations involved: Israel, Canada, Britain, and the United States, including the U.S. military at the Bethesda, Maryland Biological Weapons Research Facility.
Dr. Deagle, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We're just we're moving in a lot of areas. When we come back, I want to ask you just the question that everybody always wants to know, and that's vitamins and supplements. It seems like the Obama administration, other bureaucracies are always attacking people's right to buy freely vitamins and supplements. I'll ask you about
that. That's why it ties directly into these pandemics and other things. We'll be back in a minute, I guess.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. I want to talk about Obamacare, what you think about that, your opinion. And then just something that seems to affect us all, obesity, gaining weight. Is it better to be skinny or fat? Maybe that's a good question for Dr. Bill today. Okay, this is Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We're going into a lot of areas, a lot of technical things, but I hope you're learning a lot. And I'll be right back with Dr. Bill. Stay with us, won't you? Well, this Tex Mars back again. We have Dr. Bill with us today talking about health, about conspiracy, about just amazing things going on in the world's environment. You know, several years back, I did a book called Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos. I talked about our food supply and discussed what the Bible says in its prophecies about food, or I should say the lack thereof. Incredible days of starvation, of hunger, and chaos. Of course, the Bible talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and one we know very well that our food supplies will be affected. Most of us say, how can this be? We have so many varieties and choices in our food stores, but things can change very quickly and have done so in many countries around the world. So I expect this. The Bible prophesies it, and the only question is when. I hope you'll get a copy of my book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos. The book is only, let's see, Jerry, well, how much is our Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos? I lose track sometime. $18. Okay, that's $18. Please add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $23. We have plenty of copies, and we'll get a copy right out to you. By the way, this was the first book to look at the genetically modified foods, the Terminator seed, and how our food supplies, even the seeds, are being scientifically engineered and are very deleterious to our health. Get that book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, for a total of $23. All right? Now let's return to our regular program. Of course, our phone number here always to order our books is 1-800-234-9673. I invite you to go to our website as well, powerofprophecy.com, and you can order Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos there as well. And there's my new book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, they're offering, that you'll see right on the home page of powerofprophecy.com. Now, to send a check or money order or even cash for the book Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, please send that to Power of Prophecy or to Tex Mars, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now let's return to our regular program. Dr. Bill Deagle is with us today. He has a fascinating radio program and covers all kinds of topics. I have a, actually it's a biography of Dr. Bill Deagle that I got off the internet myself, and I like the way he signed it, Truth and Wellness. Truth and Wellness. Dr. Bill, what does that mean, Truth and Wellness? What do you mean?
If people don't get the spiritual side of what's going on, for those agnostics out there, they are, in a sense, a form of intellectual suicide. The only source of truth is the Most High God, and who came in the flesh as Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. If they don't understand and have the spiritual discernment of what's going on, they'll never understand that the globalists that are involved with all these various programs and mismanagement on purpose, and I call masters of chaos or waterboarding the world, they'll never really fully understand exactly why things are happening. So truth is to unveil the truth, because it is the time of the apocalypse or the unveiling. The other wellness is, if you aren't well physically, you can't be well mentally. And if you're not well mentally, it's very hard to be able to do for not only for yourself and your family, but for others, because you can't give what you don't have. And if you don't have your health, you can spend all of your wealth trying to get it back. And if you don't have your health, you can't speak or travel or write or do anything. So it's really important that people understand that we are being poisoned with genetically modified food, improperly labeled food, food laced with MSG and aspartame and Splenda, food that now is going to be either radioactive or non-radioactive, that's being shipped on purpose to people in Japan, whether it's beef or yellowfin tuna. They have to be aware that the global elite are not satisfied with controlling all the money and power. They want megadeth. They want genocide on a global scale. And if people think that this is just rooted in greed, they don't understand the spiritual dynamic of what's going on. So truth is important, and the source of truth is the Bible, and properly discerning the word rather than a lot of foolishness that's out there now in most of the public churches. And number two, wellness, meaning free of drugs, free of the toxicity of the bad sides of medicine. There's many good things about medicine, like surgery and investigative technology, but I daily consult with people, and I do it free. Several years ago with the 2008 disaster, I stopped charging a fee for my consultations and started providing it free to people to realize that if they would just simply purchase the very best nutraceuticals they can get, medical-grade nutraceuticals, and free protocols, that I would support them, whether they're trying to fight cancer, heart disease, or any of the other problems, including biological weapons that are released, like the new weaponized flu that's going to be coming back in another wave. And the radiation from Fukushima or the danger of Fukushima-like events here, all of these are conspired on purpose by the global elite to wipe out the population.
Now, you have, again, we want to mention your website.
Websites are NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. The order line is 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871. And we take calls between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday to Friday. I respond 7 days a week by email and callbacks. Sometimes I get stacked up because I have audience all over the planet now. And we're opening up new radio stations in New Zealand, Europe, and we have stations that broadcast as far away as Korea and Western Australia. So it's important that people understand that we delve deeper, I believe, on the technical, the medical, and the spiritual side. And that's why I have great guests on like you that are what I call intellectual giants that are believers and teachers that write books like, you know, The Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, that understand the true nature of, I call it the dark majesty of evil, and just how much the world is in the total grips, whether it's the universities, the public education system, the churches that have been infiltrated by high-level masonry and druidic Satanism, how literally the secret agencies have, if you want to call it, have done a coup against our government after the death of John F. Kennedy, and how we've been hauled, literally, as it says, like the with hooks in our jaws into wars that are illegal, like the six wars we're in now, bankrupting the country with false flags like 9/11 in Oklahoma City.
Now, you know, you were talking earlier on the program, and I want to get back to that because I think it's so important. You mentioned the new movie coming out called Contagion about bird flu. You know, so we sort of graduated from Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds to now having the birds to spread flu throughout the world. And a lot of people are worried about these kinds of flu contagions, aren't they?
It's bulletproof both from the radiation from Fukushima and from the contagion of flu. Here's the problem, though. Most of the population doesn't believe Dr. Deagle. Now, I was told supernaturally to go to Zurich, Switzerland. Supernaturally. This is not natural, and I've had many experiences like this. When I arrived there, I was totally unaware that they were going to plunk down these documents and give them to me about the origins of the flu, and I'd never heard of it before, about them weaponizing the flu. I had known about some other projects, such as the production of the Lyme disease spirochete at a Class 5 facility in Plum Island, just off of Long Island, New York, which is a biological weapon project. I'd heard about that. I'd also been recruited in 1974 to take a year off medical school to work for the Special Virus Project and finish a PhD that I'd been started on marine bacteriology back in 73, because I'd finished my project in 5 months. But I was totally unaware of this. So people need to understand they're going to hear information that I'm going to present that they're not going to hear anywhere else on the planet, including scientifically based research and references from top virologists like the top virologist in Australia, the gene ontogeny of the virus, the fact that we have absolute proof the virus is a lab-created disaster, and that they wanted to, quote, evolve in the wild so that it can have plausible deniability to cover it. And they know that increasing waves of this will be more and more lethal.
You know, several years ago, we know about the anthrax scare in America, and it seems that we have now been able to narrow that down. At least the FBI did, and of course, there's all kinds of...
That was the Ames, Iowa strain, and it used weaponized technology that was able to prove that it was from Ames, Iowa. So it was basically another false flag. Like the Oklahoma City bombing was a false flag, I was the exit examining doctor for the special op forensic team that came back to Fort Carson, Colorado, because we had a contract with CECOM, and my boss, Major Swindry, was the next guy up. He was the top commander, and I was the next guy down from the commander of CECOM, the most senior doctor there, so I did the exit exam on all five special op forensic team, and one of them broke down and gave me in great detail how they removed two unexploded U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, thermite, RDX, and high explosive cord, and that the site was radioactive. And he wanted me to test him for radiation exposure because he said he didn't want to have any deformed children. So for 2 hours and 15 minutes, he explained in high detail what happened. And, you know, this is quite a long story, but there's been a conspiracy by both the Department of Justice and the federal court to actually prosecute me because of what I knew and the state of Colorado. And 4 years ago, they tried to depose me in front of Judge Mache. And if they had succeeded at deposing me in front of Judge Mache, I would have been sent to prison as a political prisoner. That's only 4 years ago. So people need to understand, I do a radio show. I didn't choose to be in this situation. Obviously, God was in charge of my calendar, but he knew that when I was exposed to a situation, I wouldn't shirk my responsibility or shrink in fear from these fools, that because my God is God, I was going to stand up to them toe-to-toe. And they capitulated and didn't depose me because they knew I was going to put a We Are Change Colorado video all over the Internet in front of the District 5 courthouse because I'd already been deposed in the deposition room. And they said they're going to bring me in front of Judge Meech and ask the same questions about Oklahoma City again.
Let's go to an area that a lot of people are concerned about, worried about, from both a budgetary and a health,
about the health of the
perspective.
New
and I'm talking about Obama's medical scheme, the Obama Medical Care Program, that, you know, slowly being put into effect. I understand that doctors' offices across the country are being forced basically to adopt the computer records system and so forth of it. Here's the question I have for it. First of all,
talk about the Obamacare, because it's
Obamacare, yeah.
Obamacare, he put a 50-member panel to decide in utilization review bean counters that would decide life and death, and they set up this database at a cost of billions of dollars that by January 2014, doctors will have to comply by putting all the patient's information, the total, all of their private information on this database in virtual reality, and if they don't follow the treatment regimen that the bean counters decide, the doctor will be fined heavily the first time, fined much more heavily the second, and the third violation is prison. So their plan is to imprison doctors that won't follow the bean counters. That's even before they put Obamacare in, which will literally be a major, we call a Nazi machine to murder people by denying care, but denying more advanced new treatments that are going to be less expensive, and collaborating with the FDA to get rid of natural therapies that can protect people and prevent them from being on polytoxic regimes that will kill them or shorten their lives.
Well, that goes, you mentioned the natural regimens, vitamins, supplements, and so forth. And evidently, again, we have an assault against Americans' right or the ability to buy these things at vitamin stores, at food stores, and so forth. Do you see more and more restrictions on vitamins and supplements occurring?
I'd like to try it. What they've done already is last month in Oregon, they attacked a facility generating vitamins for treatment or helping people with autism. And because all they did basically wasn't on their product names or on their products that they had on their label, they had a series of what's called testimonials of families who'd use these supplements to try to help their children overcome the biological effects of autism.
Uh-huh.
They came into the facility with attack dogs, black jackets, fully drawn weapons, and attacked and arrested everyone and seized all of their materials.
Just amazing.
That's the Food and Drug Administration are now trying to follow, and this is Bill S-510. So phase one of the attack against supplements, if they have their way, they will try to nullify the Dietary Supplements Health Act of 1994, which allowed people to have full access to decide for themselves what is safe, and that the government would not try to put an excessive burden on nutritionals, which have been used for centuries or millennia. Or even now, of course, we have even better quality ones because they're medical grade that are used, for example, to help suppress cancer, to help reverse hypertension, to help your body to respond to all kinds of health issues without the toxic danger of drugs. But the drug industry doesn't have to label everything they put in their drugs, but they want to have these labeling requirements so that if they get their way, they would shut down all nutritionals. There'll be tens of thousands of lawsuits against the federal government and against the FDA, so I don't believe it'll happen here in America, but around the world, the World Trade Organization has a number of very evil things they've done. The WTO want to certify GMO food as safe and that it's not substantially different. They want to have no limit on the amount of aspartame or other toxins and improper labeling on them. They want to make sure there's countervailing tariffs against countries who won't accept these GMO or toxically laced or pesticide-laced foods. They want to spray them with sulfuryl fluoride, which is toxic to the brain and the immune system and causes cancer. And they want to irradiate all foods that comes across international borders to protect against, quote, biologicals that may be carried in on the food coming into your country. So the World Trade Organization was thought up, Codex Alimentarius, by a Nazi who was imprisoned in the 1950s and 60s. And the food rules, as they called the Codex Alimentarius, was literally a way to control the food supply. Now, of course, it's contracting for two major reasons, earth changes, which are causing dramatic climate change, and the speculation caused by pumping trillions of dollars of money that goes to banks and derivative funds that are now driving and speculating up the price of food so the third world are starving to death. So they're back in Tahrir Square in Egypt, not because they want to get rid of Mubarak, but because they're starving. They can't afford to buy foodstuffs because back in the 80s when Mubarak tried to expand the amount of foods that they would grow in their own country, they were told by the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank that in order to get the monies to modernize their economy, they would have to generate food crops they could sell to the Europeans, so they don't have a full range of food, so they're starving to death.
Let's go to another area, which is mind control prescription drugs.
They're now, most of our troops that are overseas now in Iraq and Afghanistan are issued Prozac, Celexa, all these other nasty serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and they disinhibit your normal human reflexes to not kill. And what happens is many of these people also, when they come back, they've gone through traumatic events that basically make it very difficult for them to turn off the kill reflex. So they either kill themselves or their entire family. So we see a tremendous number of suicides of people returning to, say, Camp Pendleton here or other Marine facilities where they go through very intense war and are not only, well, they're deployed, but when they come back, they're on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other psychoactive drugs that make them zombies, and they are killing machines that can't turn it off.
Well, you know, we can go all the way back. I'm a retired Air Force officer. We go all the way back to the Vietnam era when so many pilots I knew were just taking drugs like candy, and they were passing them out.
They were required to. In fact, I took care of pilots flying out of what's called Air Force Academy.
Yeah.
And they were still requiring them back in the 90s that if they were going to be on operational sorties over Iraq and Afghanistan, they couldn't even get into the flight suit unless they were taking methamphetamine.
Yeah, just really, and I think it just really ruined the minds of many of the men.
If they fry them, what would happen is there was high risk, too, of Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, cardiac arrhythmias, and sudden death.
Yeah, and you're getting that. A lot of those guys are retired, and they die. They don't get to enjoy their retirement pay benefits for very long. That's true. It's a sad shame. Many of my friends have gone that way. Now, you know, about 20 years ago, there began to be, I mean, an incredible move to get young people and old people of all ages to take antidepressants and other prescription drugs for what was called bipolar disorder. And I actually read something, and I don't have the reference. I'm sure you've read many other things similar, where one of these pharmaceutical companies actually claimed that up to 80% of all Americans have bipolar disorder. 80%. Well,
firstly, if you give them a cytotoxin, i.e. things like sugar, especially things like high fructose corn syrup that's laced with mercury, it causes neurotoxicity. If you have diets deficient in minerals that allow proper levels of neurotransmitters, you're going to have fluctuating mood patterns, which are normal for someone who's toxic. So what their solution is, not dealing with the fact that we have toxic brains and an increasing rate of autism and dementia, like Alzheimer's disease is going through the ceiling. So I tell people, almost a better investment even than gold or silver is to invest in Alzheimer units. So the fact is that these nutritional things are leading to a problem, but their solution to it is if your mood fluctuates, which is normal if you live in a very dangerous society that's highly stressful and puts people in compromise and makes them feel powerless a lot of the time, of course you're going to get fluctuation in mood and you're going to have stress. Especially if they're nutritionally deficient and they're eating sugar all the time, that's laced with mercury as a alkali salt extraction technique they use for corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. But their idea of this is they want to medicalize everything so they can control the population, just like the movie 1984 where they gave everybody Soma.
They
want a compliant drone-like class of population that won't think about things, but will just do, as George Carlin says, do your job and not complain, and are just smart enough to actually do the job you have to do, but not smart enough to resist.
What do you think about claims by some that city water systems across America are being, let's just say, treated with tranquilizer-like drugs to sort of sap the...
There are selective areas where that's been proven by actual toxicology of the water. That's true.
Wow.
Not just recycled. They're also recycling water, which can't remove chemotherapy, birth control, and psychoactive drugs, and there's no attempt to remove those, and they call it potable water to drink, like in Orange County.
Yeah.
Where the water is recycled by pumping it upstream, and it comes down 10 miles, 12 miles down a little stream, and it gets exposed to some California sunlight, and they say after they've treated it with alum and put it through some water filtration systems, including microtubules, that somehow it's clean, and it's not. chemically, if you actually take it and send it off to labs like Accucam in Richardson, Texas, to measure the toxicology by high-pressure chromatography and NMR spectroscopy, you can see very clearly there's tens of thousands of molecules at parts per million or higher that are present in there. They're everything from chemotherapy to birth control to fluorotoxins to jet fuel to fire retardant. Everything you can imagine is present there.
You know, about 10 years ago, I lived in a neighborhood, and they had their own water system. They got it from the river, and they would purify it. And I'll tell you, the smell even of the water, of chlorine, was so powerful, it almost knocked you out.
Yeah, well, chlorine, of course, forms chloramines, which is thousands of times more toxic than chlorine gas.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. How is that?
It attaches to the DNA, forming what's called DNA adducts. Fluoride is millions of times more toxic, and fluoramines are hundreds of millions of times more toxic. And, of course, that's why these are lobotomizing agents. They disturb normal dendritic networks in your brain. They attack the pineal and drive centers, so you become basically passive, which is why the Russian circus for hundreds of years traveled around and would give their bears fluoridated water, and the Nazis picked it up and would later use it as a soporific to actually, if you want to call it, paralyze people if they were fights broke out in their Nazi, you know, Arbeit macht frei. In other words, work makes you free. You know, Nazi camps. Now, of course, these Nazi camps were not as people thought. They were, and this is another interesting area. The first thing, they were not, quote, ovens to cook people, to incinerate them, because the amount of energy required to turn somebody to ashes is so high they didn't have that much coal, and they would convert it to diesel fuel or do other things for the war effort. What happened there is they were starving to death, and even troops, all they had was some small amounts of potatoes and minimal rations. So disease spread because of starvation, just like the current pending financial collapse is very analogous to the 14th century collapse of the Lombardy financial system that resulted in the Black Death. The Black Death didn't just come out of nowhere. It was created by the financial disaster that was purposely created by the royals of Europe. And the same thing is happening now.
Well, talking about the royals of Europe, let's go to a little bit more, less esoteric, less frightening, although I'm not so sure it's any less of a health problem, and that is obesity, overweight. You know, I've been just watching. I'm not a big fan of the royal family by any means, but when I see pictures of this Princess Kate Middleton, who, you know, married Prince William at a royal wedding last month, I'm just amazed. I mean, she seems to be a perfect candidate for anorexia. I mean, she's so thin, it's almost amazing. She looks like a concentration camp victim. Now, she has a beautiful face, and it seems like she has a very lovely personality. So I'm not trying to be mean or cruel, but I worry about the young woman.
I had very serious anorexia. I remember back in the early 1980s, I was practicing at the time in Calgary, and I remember one of my patients was a model, and she came in. And I asked her to give, I had two master's level dietitians at the university that worked for me part-time, to do a full dietary analysis of what she was eating. It turned out she was eating roughly 300 calories a day.
Oh, no.
And she was walking down a runway, and I told her, we better put you on this and this and vitamin D and some other things, because you're at serious risk of getting problems with your bones. So they did some plain x-rays, and then sent her off for a dual photon bone densitometry scan. This is like 30 years ago. And she walked down the runway one day, and she actually broke her leg. You know, they say you break a leg when you go in acting or whatever.
Oh, yes,
Walked down the runway to display some clothes at this big fashion show in Calgary, and her leg broke.
Wow.
She broke her tibia. So people don't understand that the survival rate for the level of anorexia you see in Kate Middleton is the same as if you get stage 3A or stage 4 cancer. 50% survival.
Now, I understand that many...
For eating disorder, she'll be the same risk as William's mother, who's also anorectic, you know, Princess Diana. So I think part of the reason is she is descended from royals. She's a Rothschild blood. She's inside of what I call a devilish family. She probably is getting more and more knowledge of exactly who and what they are and what they're really all about, the corporation of the royals in terms of their full entanglement with the dark side, and it freaks her out, and it makes her realize, especially when she's dealing with people like the Queen Mother, who's one of the most evil people on the planet, and the Queen, exactly what she's involved with. And it seems like William's a nice guy, very similar in personality probably to his mother, who was a very pleasant person. She got immersed into the royal family and realized she was literally in the consort of devils.
Well, that's what a lot of people talk about, how
the royal family is very deep into occultism. You know, maybe devils. We're talking about, you know, colossal, you know, global devils that are literally what I call avatared by transdimensional beings, literally inhabited by umpteen generations of not only demonic activity, but the sex magic rituals, the human sacrifice, evil that is beyond the realm of what most people ordinarily consume. And right now, of course, occurring in Northern California's Bohemian Grove, which started on the 15th, goes for 2 weeks. And I've talked to people that live on the Russian River, and human body parts regularly float down the river after Bohemian Grove.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Understand, it's not just a make-believe where they burn care before a 36-foot-tall owl. That what's really going on there is they are burning their conscience by doing not only mock rituals, but also real rituals where they kill and eat human beings.
Yeah, I hope to do more on the Bohemian Grove. Several years back, we did several audio tape investigative reports. I have a good friend here in Austin who's written really the only book on the Bohemian Grove. But he couldn't get the financing for the book, you know, to really get it out there, and so it sold very few copies.
You probably should go through some place like Trine Day Productions. That's pretty good. They'll often put the book out, or now they have Lulu, or ones where you can even do an ebook version and post it up on ebook on some.
Well, I think we might just do it ourselves here at Power Prophecy Ministries to
very
try
important
to
thing because
get a bigger audience.
Publishers are meeting regularly at Bilderberger meetings or Bohemian Grove, and they decide world policy, and then the governments. Through the secret agencies, see, people have to understand that all the secret agencies, whether it's the DARPA, the NSA, the CIA, the Brazilian secret police, the MI5, MI6, Interpol, the CSIS in Canada, the FBI, the whatever, all these agencies are all interlocked. They are all spying on each other, and they're also, every single one of them is satanic. They have infiltrated and controlled every government on Earth, and anybody who's advanced in any boardroom of any transnational corporation is controlled completely by these secret agencies.
That's true. It is an amazing situation. Well, Doctor,
it's an interlocking directorate of devils.
Doctor, that's a good way to put it. Well, Dr. Bill Deagle, we want to thank you so much for being with us today, and I want to give our best, too, to your wife, Michelle.
Again, the website is NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, and ClayAndIron.com, and they can order at 888-212-8871. We provide protocols for everything from heart disease to cancer prevention to helping you get through serious crises to protection against biological effects of radiation or biological weapons. We cover everything from sarcoidosis to skin cancer to sun damage, whatever you can imagine.
Okay.
And we try to do it in a way that's scientifically valid, has the most advanced nutraceuticals, and of course the government would like to take this away because if they give you toxic food, if they force you to take toxic vaccines, if they poison you or tell you you're not being poisoned from Fukushima or from your toxic water that they're telling you is potable and fit to drink, they're in a sense sterilizing you, dumbing you down, and trying to shorten your life and make it miserable while they profit by giving you polypharmacy and enriching their buddies in the drug companies. I call it pharmakia, which, of course, in Revelation 9, they said they would not repent of their sorceries, which is pharmakia.
You're absolutely right.
Of course, everybody on these drugs if they could.
Well, Dr. Bill, again, thank you for being our guest today on Power Prophecy.
Thanks very much, Tex, and I guess we'll be back. And we covered a wide range of things today, but people need to realize it's not just bad news. The good news is the gospel, and Yeshua HaMashiach is the Father in the flesh, and God is not nervous. He's still on the throne.
All right. We'll end with that. That's the best way to end it.
Yeah, absolutely.
My guest today has been Dr. Bill Deagle. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. I'm Tex Mars, and I'd like to invite you to tune in each week during the same time, same radio station or frequency, and discover the power of prophecy.